This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Today is the second anniversary of the fatal arrest of Elijah McClain in Aurora. Outrage over the young man's death has fueled police reform efforts at the state legislature and led to a pause on the use of ketamine in law enforcement situations. A grand jury is investigating the officer's actions, and the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking into potential civil rights violations. A lawsuit by McClain's family appears to be nearing a resolution. Denver voters will decide whether to let the city borrow hundreds of millions of dollars for new facilities and street improvements. City councilors forwarded the question to the November ballot. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports nearly half the money would go toward two venues on the National Western Center campus, and one of them would be brand new.
So that includes a new 10,000 capacity arena and renovations to an existing building. The entire arena is going to cost about just over $200 million. So this would help pay for a portion of it. It would pay for $160 million. It would be used year-round as an entertainment arena and be the centerpiece of the National Western Center. And it would effectively replace the Denver Coliseum.
A new poll of Colorado parents shows a clear political divide over whether kids should wear masks in schools. The Colorado-based polling firm Magellan Strategies collected data from more than 500 parents. It shows that 83% of Democrats say children should mask up for class, while 79% of Republican parents disagree. You're listening to CPR News.